Here comes Tyler Kolek up the floor for Marquette. Kolek on the left-hand dribble, left lane line, darts a pass right corner, Joplin for three, that's an air ball. Ball is loose, picked up by A.J. Storr. Ahead to Blackwell, right sideline of the front court. 9 minutes left in the half, 9-point lead for the Badgers. Klesman up top, around a Crow screen, it's illegal, and Stephen Crow got caught as Stevie Mitchell got dumped.
And you said it, and he did get caught. I mean, it was an offensive foul. They got away with one earlier in the game that it wasn't called. That one was the correct call. Stephen's got to get his feet there. Don't either you're coming up to set the screen or you're not. But he was right in between, and then he tried to clip the body. It's going to go against you every time.
Crow out, Nolan Winter in. 8:55 left in the half. 22-13, Wisconsin. Cam Jones on the right side. High screen, Igodaro. A throw to Joplin. On the left wing, gives off to Kolek. Takes it off the left wing, pivots mid post right, throws up a wild shot, got it. It counts and a foul. Tyler Kolek drew the contact, just threw it up there. And when you're a great player, you're going to get it to drop. And make no mistake, Tyler Kolek is a great player. And the foul on Tyler Wall is his second.
And Matt, I don't say this a lot, that's a bad call. Tyler does a great job of getting by, but this, they're saying Tyler Wall went into him. Tyler Wall did not go into him. Tyler Kolek does a good job of selling that, but right here, Tyler Wall is there. We talk about defense, but that is not a foul. Ooh. I'm sorry, it's not.
That's a big one, too. That's two on Wall, who sits down. Kolek converts the free throw. Things can change. 22-16, Wisconsin with 8:40 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore is in there with Wall on the bench, and now Stevie Mitchell crowding Max Klesman, and all of a sudden the whistle's getting a little tighter. Foul on Mitchell, his first and the team's eighth, and a 1-1 coming up. You want to say it?
I'll let you say it. That was, like you said, you put it the best way. It was a little bit of a tight whistle. I'm not going to say it's a makeup call.
Thank you very much.
Those don't happen. They don't happen in basketball.
No.
Might have happened there.
Klesman hits the front end of the 1-1. And it's 23-16, Wisconsin, with 8:36 left in the first half. Chase Ross, Ben Gold on the bench with two fouls, and Tyler Wall with two fouls. Max Klesman hits both free throws. He has 12 points. 8-point lead, Wisconsin. Here's Kolek in the lane. Whips to Igodaro against Nolan Winter. Mid post right, back to the basket. Now starts to work inside of the block. Pivots in the lane, out to Kolek. Snaps off a three, left side, around and out, no good. Winter with the box out of the rebound for Wisconsin. 8:15 left in the half, 24-16, the Badgers. John Blackwell gives it up to Carter Gilmore. Gilly leaves it for A.J. Storr, throws to Winter at the top. Rotates to Klesman, another three on the way, good again! Little heat check for Max Klesman, 27-16, Wisconsin. 7:55 left till halftime. Here's Cam Jones on the left side. Jones on the dribble around the Igodaro screen. Leaning, shooting, got it, and one. Cam Jones with the bucket and words for John Blackwell. It's on here in Madison. A free throw coming up on the other side of the break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Reprotect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 7:49 left in the first half. Wisconsin 17. Marquette, let's try that again. Wisconsin 27. Marquette 18. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination,
our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 29 tonight, snow showers likely. 36 tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
No, it gets closer to the game in SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 7:49 left in the half. 27-18, Wisconsin. Cam Jones with an and one. He'll have a free throw in a moment. John Blackwell picked up his second foul.
And he knew Marquette was going to respond. They're number three in the country for a reason. They're really good at what they do. Wisconsin, what they've done, talking about the moment not being too big, it hasn't been too big for Max Klusman. 15 points out of the 27, and I don't know if it's all great shots, but you know what? Here's the thing. A great shot is when it goes in.
Absolutely.
So, hey, it's a great shot.
Yeah.
Great shot.
He's had three great shots from the three-point line here so far. Cam Jones, 1-2 at the foul line. He has 5 points in the game. Junior out of Memphis, Tennessee. Eyes the rim, free throw airborne, and good. He completes the three-point play, 27-18 Wisconsin. Stevie Mitchell picking up Hepburn in the backcourt. And Chucky will bring it across to the right side, throwing to A.J. Storr on the right wing. A screen from Winter. Now it's Gilmore at the top. Joplin on him. Back cut Hepburn, but the pass goes beyond Chucky's reach and out of bounds to Marquette.
Good thought. Back door was there. Extremely, and I mean extremely tough pass. Probably don't throw it.
And Marquette trying to capitalize as Kolick to the front court. With the ball on the left side, back up top for David Joplin. Right lane line, the drive. Bobbles got it back. Operates against Gilmore, and a soft bounce out to Cam Jones against Klusman. 12 to shoot. Cam Jones picked up by Gilmore on the switch. Jones, Bobbles, now backing. Right lane line, pivots, walked with the ball as Carter Gilmore holding his turf.
Getting a little chippy out here. I kind of
A little bit.
Kind of like it. There's a little talking going back and forth. That's because both these teams are good.
Yeah, right?
Like
really
the
are.
Competition is there.
7:05 left in the half. 27-19 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Nolan Winter high on the left. Klusman not ready for the pass off his chest, but he gathers, gets it into Storr. Backing low on the left, goes up, no good. Tipped up, no. A.J. trying to keep it alive. It's loose, and it's last touch by Igodaro. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. Again, active hands on the offensive glass. Crowell in, Winter out.
Love the substitution there by Coach Guard, right? Nolan Winter gets some really good minutes, but put, you know, Stephen Crowell back in the game.
Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound. Hepburn, Crowell, Storr, Gilmore, and Klusman on the floor. Chucky in to Crowell, gets it back to Hepburn. Left side, he's open, snaps off a three. It's off the rim, no good. Gilmore and Igodaro battle for it, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Marquette.
Again, you see Wisconsin crashing the offensive rebound. Kirk Gilmore doesn't get that. He leaves his feet, falls out of bounds, but just their attack mode on that situation.
10 of Wisconsin's 19 shots have been from the three-point line. 3 for 10, all the makes from Klusman. Here's Kolick, gives off to Cam Jones. High screen Igodaro. Klusman works over it. And a pass knocked away by Hepburn. Chucky with the steal. Cam Jones back. Chucky driving, goes up and in off the glass. Hepburn would not be denied. The other way quickly. Joplin drops it back to Kolick on the left side. Kolick baseline left. Inside to Joplin, low on the right, to the layup is good. 29-21 Wisconsin with 6:10 left of the break. Carter Gilmore to inbound into Max Klusman. Again, Marquette just trying to bother Wisconsin a little bit on that inbounds pass. And now Bringing it up is Klesman, left side of the front court. 6 minutes left in the half. Badgers up eight. With the ball is Crow. Hands off to A.J. Storr. Feeds Gilmore left of the circle. Inside feed, and it's too high, out of bounds. He then had the matchup they wanted. The foul is called. Stevie Mitchell, trying to defend the seven-footer, is called for the foul. That's the second on Mitchell. Again, you had the matchup you wanted. Crowley against the 6'3 Stevie Mitchell. Pass was a little high, but the foul helped.
We talked about when Tyler Kolick was able to get a foul against Tyler Wall for his second. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin might have been a beneficiary there of that foul as well then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of thinking you're right. Stephen Crow, one out of two at the foul line. This is a 1-1, and he'll earn the bonus. His second point. He does not officially have a field goal attempt in this game. 30-21 Wisconsin, 5:50 left in the half. Second free throw coming up for Big Stevie on the way, and that'll roll in for him. And the lead is 10 for Wisconsin. Cam Jones up the floor for Marquette. As it hits Kolick off the ball. Now Kolick has it at the top. Drives left lane line to the goal. Uncontested layup is good.
And that's the pace I'm talking about. Like, it went from one side up to the top. High ball screen. Boom. Layup. Like, they're the best in the country at the pace they play in the half court.
31-23 Wisconsin. 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Chucky Hepburn out high. Whips it to Klesman high on the left. Klesman holds. Loops it to Crowell between the circles. Stevie, one dribble. He'll bounce it off to Hepburn on the right side. Chucky drives baseline through the lane. Feeds Marcus Silver in there. He'll try a three. That's off the rim short, then out of bounds. It'll belong to Marquette. Marcus Silver getting in there. He had some pretty good run the other night against Western Illinois. We talked, they've liked what they've seen out of him. Stronger, and with that, more confidence. Misfires short on a three try there. 5:05 left in the half. 31-23 Wisconsin. Here's Tyler Kolick, left of the lane. Goes up left hand. Glass and rim no good. Rebound ripped away by Crowell. Long outlet to Hepburn. Right side of the front court. Chucky on the wing against Stevie Mitchell. Throwing to Max at the top. Inside feed. Crowell catches low on the right. Up no. Score the tip. No. Trying to hang on to the rim for self-preservation. It goes out of bounds to Marquette. Missed opportunity there for the Badgers.
Steven misses the layup, then tries to go get his own, and A.J. runs into him. Otherwise, it's a putback dunk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was a gimme.
And it starts with Steven's feet. I mean, we've seen it at times come up, but it's too close. He doesn't have enough power to go up and finish the layup.
4:38 left in the half, 31-23 Wisconsin. Here's Tyler Kolick sizing up Marcus Silver. Backs him, turns, left block goes up, no good. Rebound, Crowell got fouled. That was Iguodaro, I think, getting over the back of Steven Crowell. And a couple of free throws coming up as the Badgers are in the double bonus.
And Wisconsin gets lucky there. Tyler Kolick has been much more active the last minute here, trying to get himself involved. Now he's missed a couple of layups. Wisconsin's cleaned up the glass. Now Wisconsin gets the double bonus, I believe, here.
Yep, they do.
But you look at what they're doing, like, this 4:30 is very important as far as keeping Tyler Kolick in check and understanding what he's trying to do at this point in the game. Down by 9, possibly 10, he's going to try to start to take this game over.
Crowell hit the first free throw. Second is on the way, and it's good. All five of Crowell's points at the foul line. 33-23 Wisconsin. 4:25 left of the first half. Iguodaro hands off to Kolick. He'll try a three on the right side. That's off the rim. No good. Another rebound for Crowell.
Great defense by Chucky Hepburn on Tyler Kolick.
Here comes Klesman, right sideline of the front court. High screen Crowell. Klesman kills the dribble. Between the circles, throws to Ilver. Rotates it to A.J. Storr. Off the Ilver screen, illegal screen, Marcus Ilver. Just enough mistakes.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not mistakes that are aggressive mistakes. Mm-hmm. That's the frustrating thing.
Yep.
If it's an aggressive turnover, much more acceptable.
4:05 left in the half. 33-23 Wisconsin. Sean Jones out front. High screen Iguodaro. A feed for Joplin. He'll snap off a three. Up top. Missed it. Rebound Hepburn. Joplin knew it was off on the release. One and out again for Marquette. Hepburn right side of the front court. High screen Crowell. Chucky to the free throw line. Feeds Ilver. Marcus left of the circle. Moves it back out to Hepburn. Rotates to Storr right side. Inside feed. Caught by Kraus. Single coverage Iguodaro. The dig from Cam Jones. Out to Storr. Off the right wing. AJ in the lane. Eight-footer. No. Rebound. Crow. Out to Max. Fakes the three. Takes the three. Left corner. He nailed it again. Max Klesman on fire. Timeout. Shaka Smart. You sidestep in the corner, you're already taking a risk. He did that and hit the three. Hello, heat check. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 3:27 left of the first half. Wisconsin 36, Marquette 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS dealer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. In last year's game against Marquette, Max Klesman had 13 points, including the bucket that proved to be the game winner. And with 3:27 left in the first half today, Max has 18 points, helping his team to a 36-23 lead. What do you got on that?
Max has made 7 threes on the year. 7 of 23 on the year. 4 of 7 this afternoon. Have yourself a first half, young fella.
Sidestepping in the deep corner.
Well, we talked about the three-point line was going to be crucial, right? Like, they were going to have to make some threes.
Yep, yep.
Now, I thought it was going to come from the post to the kickout. I mean, or you just simply go ISO and sidestep three, and, you know, you're feeling it.
Yeah, that works. Max is 4 of 7. Other Badgers
not named
Max Klesman.
No, you don't need to tell that number.
Or 0 for 5.
That number doesn't need to be said, man. No.
Here comes Sean Jones to the front court for Marquette. Hands off to Cam Jones. Now Iguodaro top of the circle. Iguodaro with his back to the basket. Now puts it on the deck a couple of times. Hands off to Cole, who probes. Slips to Iguodaro. Bobbled it. Turnover. Here comes Hepburn. 2-on-1. Has Storr to his right. The lob. The dunk. Hepburn to A.J. Storr for the flush. And the Badgers lead by 15. Here's Sean Jones throwing to Iguodaro on the right wing. Iguodaro takes it in the lane, runs it out to Kolick, rotates, right side three, Joplin rattles out, no good, Hepburn the rebound. 2:45 left of the half, 38-23 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Klesman between the circles. Max back out to Chucky, high on the left. Loops it into Crowell, left of the lane. Single coverage, Iguodaro. The dig from Sean Jones out to Chucky. Rotates to Max Klesman. Good recovery by Joplin as Klesman retreats. Floats it out to Hepburn, left side, 7 to shoot. Hepburn steps back, long 2, left wing. No good. Rebound. They'll get Ilver over the back trying to tip the offensive rebound. That'll be his second.
We've talked a lot about offensive rebounding. Marcus does a good job of trying to get that. However, time, score, situation. That foul now gives Marquette free throws. They have not been able to get great offensive action on this end. Now you're going to send them to the free throw line. Just understanding. Don't need to crash that hard knowing where you're at.
John Jones, 5 of 7 this season at the free throw line. Averages about 6 points a game. Looking for his first point here in the first attempt is good. Carter Gilmore will come back in for Marcus Hilbert. 38-24, Wisconsin, 2:22 left in the half. Second free throw coming up for Jones. And Sean Jones is good with both. 13-point lead.
That foul gives Marquette 2 points. Right? It's just understanding where you're at.
Here comes Klesmet for Wisconsin. Right side of the front court. High screen Crowell. A throw to Gilmore. Gilmore matched up with Joplin. Hands off the Store. Bounces to Crowell. Whips it to Hepburn. High on the right. Chucky goes inside. Crowell catches. He's got Cam Jones on him. Back out to Chucky. Pass fake left. Hepburn with 8 to shoot. Chucky in the lane. Leaves it for Crowell. Low on the right. Pushed it up and in over Iguodaro. First bucket for Crowell. 15-point lead Wisconsin. 1:50 left of the break. Iguodaro left wing, hands off to Sean Jones. Jones low on the left, pivots in the lane. Tough pass, got there to Joplin off the right block. He's against Gilmore. Joplin backing. Backing, one pump, knocked away. Foul called on Gilmore. That's the first on Gilly.
And Gilly did a good job, except for the reach.
Yep.
Gilly, you don't need cookies. Don't be reaching the cookie jar. You don't need the cookies.
He's hanging in.
I'll eat all the cookies for you.
That's right.
You don't need the cookies. I'll eat them for you.
Supplies running low. You better get in there at halftime.
I will, but I'll eat them, Gilly. You don't need to reach for them.
Joplin, 6 of 8 this season at the foul line. He shoots 2, and he's good with the first. 40-26 Wisconsin, a minute 37 left in the half. Chase Ross, Stevie Mitchell will come in. Cam Jones, Tyler Pollock will come out. Joplin with 5 points. He averages 8 a game. Sixth man of the year in the Big East last year. Fixture in the starting lineup this year, and he makes both free throws. 13-point lead for the Badgers, and the press is on. Inbounds pass to Hepburn with a minute 35 left till halftime. Hepburn against Mitchell. Racing across half court is Hepburn. Right of the lane. Poked away. Foul called on Sean Jones. Trying to get in there in that trap. That's 2 on Sean Jones.
Well, Wisconsin got lucky there, Matt. Right? Like, Sean Jones was reading Chucky the entire time. He came off of Max Klesmet. Max needed to space away. Max was coming back towards Chucky as he was going and allowed that double team to get there. Yes, there was contact, but Wisconsin dodged one there.
First free throw, no good for Hepburn. The Badgers are 14 of 16 at the foul line. Cam Jones, Tyler Kolek coming in. Mitchell and Ross will sit down. 40-27, Wisconsin with a minute 29 left in the half.
If you're Wisconsin, you've got to keep this minute 29. Still, you have to have a double-digit lead here. You have to close this out right. You're up by, if you look at 14 right now.
They hit the second free throw, 41-27, Wisconsin. Here's Kolek outside left, flips to Cam Jones, open three, right of the circle, good. And it's an 11-point lead, 41-30, Wisconsin, a minute 15 left in the first half.
There's a reason I said what I said, because Marquette's that potent in what they can do.
Klesmet out front for Wisconsin. Hands off to A.J. Store. Store against Kolek. Now picked up by Iguodaro, feeding Gilmore at the top of the circle. Gilly finds Klesmet. Left corner three. Good again. Max Klesmet with 21. 44-30, Wisconsin. 50 seconds left in the half. With the ball is Joplin. Now Kolek. Kolek on the left wing. Curls in the lane. Feeds Sean Jones. Tries a three right corner. Nope. Rebound Crowell. 37 seconds left in the half. 44-30, Wisconsin. With about a 9-second difference, game and shot clock. Game clock at 25. 14-point lead, Wisconsin. Hepburn pounds the dribble, left of the midcourt logo. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 19. Hepburn gets a high screen from Crowell. Chucky, now the drive right lane line. Got fouled by Sean Jones, I believe, before the shot. That's going to be the third on Sean Jones. Hepburn will shoot 2.
Matt, they went with a high pick and roll there. Max Klesmet was underneath the basket. Stephen Kroll set this screen. Chucky rhythm, but Max did a good job of sitting there and waiting instead of setting that back screen for Stephen Kroll, which they were trying to do. He waited on that to give Chucky enough time to see if he could turn that corner. He turned that corner to create the advantage.
His free throw is good for Hepburn. Ben Gold will come in, replacing Sean Jones. 14.4 left in the half, 45-30, Wisconsin. Second free throw for Chucky is good. And now Kamari McGee and Nolan Winter will come in for the Badgers. Crow will sit down, likewise Hepburn.
And Matt, they've extended this lead when Tyler Wall picked up his second foul as well. Like, they've extended this with Tyler Wall on the bench.
Here comes Cam Jones. Shot clock is dark, 12 seconds left in the half. Cam Jones high on the right, beats Tyler Kolick, left of the circle against Winter. Kolick with 5 seconds. Kolick back out to Cam Jones, deep three, left of the circle is good.